Good morning. How's everyone today?
Well, in our text today from the gospel, we hear Jesus extending a call. And you know, Jesus doesn't do it real loudly. He just simply says, "Follow me." How many of you have an inside voice? Have you ever heard that term before? Have you guys heard that term? That when you're inside, you don't talk real loud, you use an inside voice. But when you're outside, what kind of voice do you use? You use a loud voice. You're loud, are you? Are you really? Okay, let's see how loud you can be then. You know, in Scripture, we hear that sometimes God speaks very softly. But God does that for a purpose. When someone speaks very softly, that forces us to do what? Listen, yes. It forces us to listen. And there was also a time in Scripture, we know, that after Malachi, which is the Old Testament, and here's the Old Testament, there was a long period where God was really, really quiet. Actually, God never said a word. It's called the 400 years of silence. And then suddenly, Jesus is born. And then God begins speaking again. But God isn't speaking through the prophets. God is speaking through who? Through Jesus. And there, because of what Jesus, we have the New Testament. So, Jesus comes and he speaks. He tells us that when we have seen him, we have seen God. And therefore, the words of Jesus are the words of God. And sometimes Jesus is very quiet and he speaks very softly. He uses his inside voice. Just like Evan does, right? You have an inside voice, right, Evan? Very good. And then sometimes he's really loud. Can you tell me, give me a case where Jesus is really loud? Do any of you know? There was an important time when Jesus was really loud. Let me give you a hint. When he was on the cross, what did Jesus cry out? It is finished. He said it very loudly. And there's a time in the church when we're really loud. At Easter time, and actually we should do this all year long, when the pastor says, "He is risen."
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
You think they can be louder? What do you think? That he is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We should actually be shouting that because it is the truth. And when we shout the truth, it's for the world to hear and for everyone here to hear. And when we shout that, we know that we are saying it because we are convicted. We are convicted. We are moved by the Holy Spirit to shout out the truth that Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And so therefore, Jesus is speaking through us now. Did you notice that Philip goes and speaks or calls Nathanael? Jesus said that when Philip went to call Nathanael, he said something very important to him. Do you remember what Philip said? He said, and you can say this to your friends. If they say, "Well, there's nothing in church for me," you can say very quietly, or you can say very loudly, "Come and see." That's all you have to say. Come and see. Come and hear. Come and hear what Jesus has done for you, what he's doing for you now, and what he will do when he comes again. So that's very important for us. Sometimes we use an inside voice, and sometimes, like Evan, we use an
loud
voice. And therefore, we can use those to call people to come and hear and see and to follow Jesus. So let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the Lord of the church. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for speaking through us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us your word. And it is in your word that you do speak to us. And it is that word that we are to be speaking as we call out to this sinful world to come and see and to come and follow Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask that you continue to bless these children. And as you bless these children, O Lord, we ask that you continue to bless their families. Lord Jesus, we pray all this in your most holy name. And all the children said very loudly,
"Amen."